Our whole life as Christians, everything flows out of and is our participation in the very life of Christ. So everything that begins in baptism starts with our being conformed to Christ, to being so deeply united with him that we share in the whole of his relationship with the Father. But we don't have access to the Father except through Jesus. But in his goodness, that the Father allows us in baptism to be so joined with Christ that the rest of our life is meant to be this very deep and real participation in the relationship that Jesus, the eternal Son, has with his Father. And our life of prayer also is that very thing. The whole way that we pray, everything flows out of the fact that we get to enter into the communion that Jesus, the Son, has with the Father. And so when we ask ourselves, how is my prayer life going? It's easy sometimes to only look at the externals and say, well, how many prayers did I say? How much time did I put into it? But the starting point for that, the answer to that question, how's my prayer life going? It's got to start with how deeply in communion with Jesus am I? That I'm able to share in his relationship with the Father, in his communion, his own prayer with the Father. That's what we have to look at. That sounds deep and abstract, but if we're only concerned in terms of our prayer life about the externals and we're missing the heart, Lord Jesus, am I letting you draw me to your heart that in you I might come to the Father? If that's absent, then we don't really have a prayer life. The saint for today, Saint Bernardine of Siena, in the Magnificat, they have a great meditation piece from Saint Bernardine, and he talks about one of his fellow Franciscans who, he says, was in prayer and was just saying the words, and Saint Bernardine said nothing was coming from his heart. And in the middle of his prayer, that Franciscan friar received a vision of the head of a dog just with his mouth opening and closing. And the friar came to understand the Lord was saying, this is what your prayer looks like. It's no more than a dog opening and closing its mouth. And I love that image because it's a really powerful way for the Lord to say, your heart is not in it. You're moving your mouth a lot, but a dog can do that. And so it has to flow out from the heart. But in light of the gospel today, it's from a heart united with the Lord Jesus, who is pleased to lead us to the Father, and we participate in that. So our prayer is always in the name of Jesus, but the Lord says, in my name, yes, but you do the asking. So a beautiful union of us, our heart, with the heart of the Lord.